It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Pro Farmer has been crisscrossing the U.S. doing their crop tour this week. This is the first boots on the ground type survey that is being taken for the U.S. corn and soybean crop. And so far, they haven't been quite adding up to the same stellar crop that USDA estimated in their August crop production report. When we return from the break, we'll talk a little bit about the corn market.
The crop is planted and off growing. This has been another year of adjustments due to a challenging spring. Will a summer weather scare help push prices to hedge able levels? Will export demand increase with the signing of trade deals? Should I buy hail insurance? With all of the change and uncertainty, have you adjusted your marketing plan? Let Martinson Agri-Risk Management help you manage your risk from buying hail insurance to selling grain. The professionals at Martinson Agri-Risk Management will help you make the best decision for your operation.
Pro Farmer crisscrossed the U.S. this week with doing their crop tour, and for corn, their yields weren't quite adding up to what USDA was looking at or what they projected in their August crop production report, which overall, the Pro Farmer tour comes in a little bit underneath where the actual yield comes in, but these variances are quite large, and it's likely even if the Pro Farmer tour is a little bit light, USDA still has to make some downward projections as far as what the potential of the crop is going to be. For South Dakota, they came in, actually what was interesting is that the tour came in above USDA's yield. Pro Farmer came in at 174.2 while USDA is estimating 168. Minnesota, same thing. The tour came in at 202.9 while USDA is at 202. But the rest of the states were quite a bit different. Ohio, the tour came in with a 185.7 yield while USDA is at 196. Nebraska, the tour came in at 179.5 versus USDA's 192. Indiana, the tour came in at 193.8 versus USDA's 205. Illinois came in at 199.6 versus the USDA's 221. And finally, in Iowa, the tour came in showing a yield of 198.4 versus 222 for USDA. So it's likely USDA's over-exaggerated the crop just a little bit. Of course, now, in their defense, their yield was based off of satellite imagery and crop condition ratings. Pro Farmers is basically off of boots on the ground going through the field and looking at ear counts and taking the samples. So there's a little bit of different methodology between what they're using to determine the yield. But it does tell us that we are likely going to see this corn crop get a little bit smaller as we move forward.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.